Welcome to Season 2 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is Episode 31 of the Anime Review Show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, so last episode, we spun the wheel for the numbers and symbols category, and we got Dot Hack Sign.
We're never going to stop fighting over this.
That's never going to happen. Symbols. It's an anime television series directed by either Koichi or Koichi. I'm not sure about that. Mashimo? Anyway. It was released in 2002.
Okay.
That's it, really. There's really not much else that goes with it besides that there's multiple different Dot Hack storylines.
Okay.
That are all in the same world, just not in the same game.
I gotcha. So, do premise real quick.
Premise is it's a video game. Now, I was a little confused about this at first, whether or not it's a full dive where your consciousness goes into the game or if it's like a VR type thing. It seems to be a VR type game. You put the headset on and you physically have a controller. And either way, it's a MMO that you play inside of. You have full control of your character. And it seems to be the kind of MMO that doesn't have many rules at all. And that there's no, there is PvE, which is player versus environment. But it seems that even though it's PvE, it's also 100% of the time PvP, player versus player.
Yes.
Which is not something that's in MMOs that I know of. And is actually pretty interesting for a game. I would like a game to be really big with full production value to come out like that. That'd be interesting.
Well, this was, I think, really the only thing out at the time was World of Warcraft.
Yeah. This 2002, this was not very MMOs back then.
So, it wasn't. Not very many. So, this was like a fresh take on that and everything else.
And it's really the first, unless there's something that we don't know about, first anime, story, just to be based on being inside an MMO.
Right. And, one of the characters gets stuck in the game.
Yeah, the main character, some might say, gets stuck in the game and can't come out.
And it's just his journey from being stuck in the game. And,
shit.
Well, you don't know that.
You know what? I caught on in, the end of the first episode?
Right.
At the very end of the first episode, and the 99.99% of the show takes place inside the game. Very, very tiny parts are outside of the game. But at the very end of the first episode, there's like a 3-second scene of a girl falling out of her desk onto the ground. And I'm like, oh, that's the guy, right? The main character that can't log out.
It's possible, but also in that same episode, he fights the Silver Knight at the end.
Yes.
And then he gets killed by the monster, so you can assume that that was him, too.
You could, but I didn't.
Well, I'm just saying.
I could definitely see someone thinking that, but no, I didn't at all.
So there was a red herring there.
Yeah.
So,
which apparently is rife in this anime.
All right. So before I start going into my stuff, I want to know what you thought of it.
It was good, but I can't recommend this to anyone just because of the pacing. It was back-breakingly slow. Half the show is literally just looking at water or a character waiting for them to speak.
Yeah,
it was so slow.
The pacing's very slow, and it's very character-driven and very talkative.
And I don't mind most of that, but the slowness of it. Jesus Christ. You could have made it a 13. With everything intact and still having some slow pacing, you could have had a 13, 14 episode anime.
Well, some of the things that I've saw from other people who watch this, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it.
Yeah, see that, and I saw that too. I looked, because we had an extra week. Usually we do them in 1 week. We had an extra week, so I looked a little into it. I did see that as well, but I'm not really love or hating it. I'm somewhere in the middle, but more on the hate side, I guess. But I still like it. It's still good and interesting.
Before I get into it, I'm just going into this. I am extremely biased.
Do you like it?
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, because it's just so wrapped up in my nostalgia, and I can't separate.
That's true.
I can't separate my bias from it.
No one can do that.
That's so,
one thing I'll give a big strong suit for the first half of the show is the music is awesome.
Well, that's what I was
beautifully done.
The music is my one.
My God, is it repetitive?
Oh yeah, it is. It gets very repetitive, but the music is my favorite part of it.
Oh yeah, it's really well done.
I never got tired of it, honestly.
I did about halfway through.
It's like every
serious setting with Tsubaka or Subaru.
Subaru.
It's the same song, and it's like, oh, I just want to put a screwdriver in my ear.
No, I got you, but the thing is, we also watched it back-to-back 26 episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
And back in these days, it was released...
Every week.
So, it's not like in this day and age.
Yeah, where you'd binge it, and then... Yeah, that makes sense. I'll give you that.
So, and I'm going to be defending it a lot, even though. But I have a lot of reasons for it. Another word that might be thrown around for this anime is pretentious.
Yeah.
But
I can see that a lot.
I don't see it as more as pretentious. I see it as more of a convoluted mess.
It's definitely a convoluted mess.
So the pretension is kind of... The story is way too complicated.
It is, especially with the red herrings. It throws you in one direction, but it's not going that way, and it's just so hard.
For a person trapped in a video game, the story was way too much.
Yeah.
So now, my bias is I also like have the complete series on DVD. Mm-hmm. And I actually never watched the series. This is the first time I actually thrown the DVDs in there. And I have the four games.
I've never played the game. They always look so interesting.
The dot hack games in there. So my bias is completely towards it. I also got a lot to talk about this episode, not just about Doc Cat, about other things.
I guess we'll do that at the end, right?
We'll do some of it at the end. I'm going to do some of it here. Like, one of the things on the Dot Hack DVD that I found, there's a timeline of events before the Dot Hack show, like explaining how the rise of the internet, like, because this world's taken over, not like our world's taken over by the internet, but this world's like completely taken over the internet, so much so that the free exchange of information has pretty much eradicated dictatorships across the world and stuff like that.
Oh, see, all that slow pacing would have been great to have that in there. Yeah. Just erase the slow pacing and throw that stuff in there. So, I have two different storylines going. That'd be great.
So what's going on? So the dictatorships are gone and everything else. So they created like a UN council of countries just to police the internet. Huh. And the biggest criminals in this world is pretty much hackers because everything's controlled online.
Yeah.
And there was this big event where a hacker hacked the internet and six people were put in a coma because of his hacking. And he was the first person to ever be put on death row, but give the death penalty for hacking. So that was a big part of it. And then another big event happened where a hacker has it took out almost all the internet except for this one thing called AltNet, which is what the game is.
Okay.
The web browser on that, AltNet is that. So everything got crashed, so everything was wiped out. There was no more online game.
And everything's based on this game now, so most people probably play it.
Well, this was the first game that they relaunched when they relaunched the entire internet.
Okay.
It was the only game around at the time. That's why it's so popular and so filled with people. And this is all stuff that you...
So popular and so filled with people, but in this show, you only see like four of them.
Yeah, no. That's one of the things I want to get into. But they say there's over like 20 million people playing this game.
Which makes sense.
So it's... The timeline gives you all this backstory that is nowhere near
in the show
at all.
Oh, man, that's an issue. Because in my opinion, that would because I'm probably going to give it a 6 or a 5. That would have brought it up to an 8 or a 9 if that was there.
So, and that's another thing I want to talk about. The game itself is very scarce in the environment and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even everything looks a little bland.
It does look pretty
good. The game looks a little boring.
You see a monster once in a while, but that's pretty rare.
It looks kind of boring.
It's not, the show isn't based around the game.
No, it's based around
the characters.
There's not
the
many fight scenes in the show.
Yeah, not many at all.
It's very scarce. And it's... Even the games are like that to an extent. It's the most interesting part about the actual games is, like, you're actually playing as a character on an MMO, so there's, like, message boards and messages and people inviting you and stuff. It's all made of computers, so it's all storyline-based. But that's the most interesting part. You log in, you check your messages, you do this.
Yeah, it makes sense. Especially with the internet going down and then coming up.
Yeah.
This is the new Facebook.
Right.
Essentially.
The ending. How'd you like the ending?
Convoluted mess. I mean, after going back and rewatching episodes, I get what happens. Convoluted fucking mess.
Well, it's one of those endings where the big fight's about to happen, and then the hacker kind of reboots the system, and then Tsukasa comes out, so you don't get that big fight. Well, I don't know for sure about this, but I think it was intentionally designed for that.
Probably.
Because,
especially with the rest of the show the way it is. Probably.
No, only because I think the games pick up from where the show left off.
I'm pretty sure they do too, without knowing much about the games.
Right.
Because, did you watch the OVA episodes?
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that.
So in the OVA episodes that are after the anime, you see some characters. You don't get any background on them at all, but I know what they look like. That's what I must be doing. I must be tapping the table. Sorry. Some of the tapping noises. Anyway, so I know what some of the characters look like from the box art from the games, because I used to work at GameStop, so I saw those a lot. So once I saw those in the OVA, I was like, oh, okay, that must be from the game, and it probably goes straight to it.
So that OVA was really nostalgic for me, because not only did I know the anime characters, I knew the video game characters, too.
Mm-hmm.
I knew everybody in there, because I played through those games.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, this is a mixture of both the games and everything else, wrapping up everything into one giant story, which was nice for me, and that's, you know, the big nostalgia thing.
It was weird seeing Bear throughout the whole show, and then seeing that other guy at the end looks just like Bear, but different body art.
Well, same thing with Mimiru.
Yeah. But that was, what's her face, the girl that she was training, right? The second Mimiru, the one that looks just like her, wasn't that the girl that, like, had the potion but didn't tell her she had the potion? Pretty sure she just made another character look like
No. In that OVA where there's two Mimirus, the one Black Rose is actually from the game. She's the Mimiru of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that.
And the Mimiru is her own. There's two separate characters.
Anyway.
They had nothing to do with each other, okay. Really.
I thought the second Mimiru was the girl from earlier in the show made a new character. Because she's the... I thought that's what they were leading on to. Because she showed her in the dungeon. Like, she took her into a dungeon and was, like, helping her out. Like, I know you're level one or whatever, but here, let's do this. And then she got pissed off at her and left.
At least I
thought that was her.
The Twin Blade girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I was confused for a moment there, because I thought you were talking about the one where the one character was controlled by the three girls.
No, similar, but no.
Yeah, well, that one is, and the 26 and 27 are actually just extra episodes.
Didn't know that.
they're extra
episodes. I'm watching it like, alright, there's two more, what's going on?
The extra
episodes. And it did kind of wrap it up nicely, because they end up going to, like, a bar at the end.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, they finished that up, but the actual end of the series is...
The weird dancing scene was on.
Yeah, I know.
That was weird.
And the real ending is Akasa meeting Subaru outside.
Yes, but as far as at the very end with the bar and the dancing and everything, really weird that Tsukasa, which is the person that was locked in the game, eventually gets out, goes back into the game. I don't think I'd ever want to go back to that game. After being locked in it, having your memories fucked with.
No, yeah, I got you.
I don't know if I'd ever want to go back to that.
But then you have to kind of look at all those games, all the ones that were Sword Art Online.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. They all end up going back to it.
So it's like, I take it these guys are all, because these are...
They could almost be addicted to it. Yeah. That would be nice if they really showed that.
Yeah, that's what I kind of pick. I'm not, maybe not in this one, because Tsukasa was just in this world to escape his abusive life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how...
I liked that Bear offered to pay for her to go to college or school or whatever, and oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Nice old man, you know, fatherly kind
of
guy.
Yeah, and he was having problems of his own in his own family life with he was, like, divorced with a son who was taking advantage of him and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tsukasa's being abused, I assume, by her father.
Yeah, they don't really get onto it, but she definitely had an abused life.
I've watched this show a couple times, and I still don't know why he was trapped in the game. Did you pick up on why?
The AI or the hacker, I don't know, man.
Like I said, I love this show, but it's a convoluted mess.
Maybe the hacker did it, because you were saying before, the hacker made the six people go into the coma. That wasn't in the show.
No, it wasn't the hacker.
But it might not have necessarily been the hacker, but whatever he did obviously happened to Tsukabaka, whatever his name is.
The most I got out of it is he wanted to escape, and I guess the AI kind of fried his brain into it or something. But
so, which is also interesting, that the VR mixed with the controller. It's a weird, it has to be a weird mix of full immersion, because your consciousness has to be in there if they're going to read it and take it. But at the same time, it can't be 100% accurate yet, because they have a controller to play on.
Well, I mean...
So it must be a weird cross. They're not... Technology isn't quite there yet to be a full dive like Sword Art.
Well, you also have to think of the technology at the time. This is...
Yeah.
This is how far they could...
But it was interesting. It's a nice, weird little medium between just regular VR and then Sword Art Online, which is a full dive type thing. It's a weird little in the middle before Sword Art even came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was even before Excel World.
This is the
premiere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this... And like I said, this one's all wrapped up in nostalgia for me, so.
Well, so I watched an episode or two when I was a kid when it came out. I never sat down and watched the whole thing like Yu Yu Hakusho or Dragon Ball. Never had the chance to. But one thing I do remember is the BT thing that we spoke about off the podcast. How BT's name is like, I love BLTs, but I don't like lettuce. My name's BT. And it's so, like, that just stuck with me for some reason.
Because it's a stupid online name. It's a stupid online name.
Which is so true.
Yeah. That's what all the online names are. And that's another thing they did get right with the stupid names and stuff like that. Like, there's one character named A20 and stuff like that. So it's funny. They managed to get some things right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The real world stuff was kind of interesting, too, because they never actually show any of it. It's all in, like, static.
Yes.
It's like, that's the video game portion of it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's the part that's not reality, whereas the video game part is reality.
Is reality. And that really speaks a lot to the culture.
Right. So it was, I really, really liked this one. So...
It's good. I just wish it was more polished, more refined, and like we said about the backstory with the, about the world and the politics behind the internet. Really wish that was in the show, and you could add two multiple story arcs leading to a conclusion.
Yeah, it's very, very, very slow. Very slow.
That's its biggest drawback, easily.
That's its easiest drawback.
Everything else you can throw out the window, not a big deal.
But
slowness.
I found the mystery very intriguing, though.
Yeah, wondering what's going on. Yes. Why did this happen?
Right, because
how do we fix it?
He keeps breaking rules in the game, and no one else can figure out why.
Yeah. It's because he's in the game, whereas everyone else isn't.
Right. And then it's like there's a group of players called the Crimson Knights who are helping the administration. Like,
yeah, the administrators police the world.
Yeah. And that's very interesting enough.
Not something that happens in MMOs, but I would love to see that in an MMO.
Right.
That would be an MMO I want to play.
And then there's a whole moral debate about whether or not they should be actually stopping players from doing things or just letting the administrators do with their things.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a neat take on video games and stuff. So they do a lot of interesting things with this.
Yeah, they definitely do. But the problem is that it started all these interesting things. It was the first to try it, so it wasn't perfected.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
Now, if they had done this...
And that's why it gets more...
Or if someone else had done this, and then they had this idea and did it, it would have been perfect.
Right, right. But then again, if someone else would have done this before this, and they stuck with this original idea, they would have been shunned.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But it's kind of innovative in itself.
Oh, extremely. Yeah, definitely cool, definitely interesting. Just because of the pacing, it's hard for me to recommend it as something you should watch, but it's something you should watch if you watch anime.
Yeah, I agree.
If you watch anime, you should definitely watch it. If you don't watch anime, there's so many others I can recommend you for.
So yeah, pretty much. I recommend it, but only because I can't separate my bias out for it from it.
That's honestly, who can't?
And
right?
honestly, truth be told, I don't know if you can even do it these days. This show really pairs up well with the games, the original four games. There was three more games after the original four, the .hatchu or whatever, that were just re-released for PlayStation 4.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was a remastered, and I think they even added a whole another part to it.
That looks interesting.
So, and I never got a chance to play them. It was one of those things where, like, I really need to buy them, and then, you know, PlayStation 2 games at GameStop, it went down to $20. Oh, $20, I get it. And then, years later, they don't sell PlayStation 2 games anymore, and I can't find it anymore.
You can't, not unless you want to play $500 on eBay
or something. So it's like, I always regretted not picking it up, and then they remastered it. I'm like, now I'm kind of glad I waited for them.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these remastered games are great.
But those first four, I don't know if you can find them anymore.
You can always find it. It's just whether or not you want to pay for it.
I don't know, because I was searching for like the first part of that second series online for a long time. Could not find it anywhere. Not even expensive.
Yeah, maybe not. That does happen.
So, but it's... The games and this kind of are a paired group and would definitely add to the story if you...
That's something that you shouldn't have to do.
Yeah, I know, but...
But it is what it is.
But the show does hold up well on its own.
Yeah.
I think it's improved with the game.
Oh, for sure. That actually reminds me of Final Fantasy XV. The game is great. It's fantastic. You don't know what the hell's going on unless you watch the movie right before it.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You don't have a damn clue what's going on.
That was something that shouldn't have been done because...
Yeah, it just is what it is, though. And the movie was great, so it was pleasant to watch, but you shouldn't have to do both.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to have to give it a 5.5, and like I said, if they had cut down the pacing, or if they had added that backstory with the UN and the internet and all that in, easily 8 or 9. Easily. But it was such a bore to watch. And then stuff happened, and then I was like, wait, something happened. I have to rewind. Because I was falling asleep during while watching it. But it is what it is. 5.5, I think, is strong for this. Not strong for other animes, though.
My bias is leaning towards the 7.
Oh, there you go. That's fair.
So, normally we'd spin a wheel for the next thing right now, but I got a few things that I need to talk
about. All right, we'll do the wheel in a minute, then. Let's talk about what we're talking about.
So,
I don't know.
On the box set that I had, there was a couple of trailers that I noticed.
Trailers?
Trailers for shows on there.
Oh, yeah?
One of them is called Angel Links. Do you know what that is?
I don't have a clue. Is that near? Let's see.
I don't know.
I already got the list already built up. Let me see if Angel Links is here.
That is apparently an anime that takes place in the Outlaw Star World.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I watched trailer and it looks terrible.
Oh no, that sounds terrible. I love Outlaw Star. It's one of the few animes I own. In this digital age of streaming and illegal streaming, I don't really own much. Fucking love Outlaw Star.
Me too.
I got a t-shirt about it too.
Me too. And that's why I was like, oh wow, that takes place in the universe of Outlaw Star. That's really cool. And then the trailer looked like crap, and I was like,
oh no.
So,
I mean, that hurts my soul.
But, you know, sometimes trailers are misleading. Maybe it is really
good. That's true.
Now, the other trailer I found in there, which I found interesting, was Please Teacher.
Oh, God. That was probably because PC Trigger is fairly new, and Dot Hack came out in 2002. So that must have been like for the release of the DVD.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I found that interesting. It was just the Please Teacher, not the other one, Pleases. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think Please Teacher was the first, and the other ones came out after.
Well, so I was like, huh, it's funny that I actually saw that one. And it, another thing that I wanted to bring up is I actually finished Masamune Revenge's, the manga.
Because it finished. Oh,
did you? Yes.
Oh, finally finished. I didn't get to see the last few chapters.
Yeah, they released the last few chapters, and they actually started a new book for it.
Oh, Christ.
So there's a whole nother one I got it. And the ending was not what we expected.
Well,
he ends up with the girl that he hates. The girl that he was trying to have revenge on.
Yeah, he shouldn't have gotten with her at the end, but I definitely see why they did that.
Yeah, so that was, I just wanted to bring up, because we mentioned in that review
that the manga hadn't quite finished yet, so we didn't know.
So I just wanted to bring that one up. Also, I wanted to bring up the, if we get a short one, like 12 episodes or lower, we can do the Master of Ragnarok, the one that we got, because it's done.
You spun that on T.
Yes, that's done too. Okay, and it's so only, just finished. That's only 12 episodes.
Yeah, so if we get another one that has 12 episodes, we'll watch both.
Yeah.
And maybe do an extended podcast, or maybe do an episode and then do a bonus episode with it.
We'll separate them out
into
two separate episodes, but we said we'd get back to that one.
We will. It's finally finished.
And so, yeah, we'll do that. And then, in the Queen's Blade review, we posed the question, I posed the question, you said this was probably aired in primetime. And I was like, I don't know about that.
You looked it up.
And we said in the podcast, we'll have to look this up and we'll tell you next episode.
We never looked it up.
No, we never did. So, I'm doing it now. So.
Now, are we talking about aired in America primetime or aired in Japan primetime?
Japan.
Okay.
That's because I figured.
I figured that.
So I couldn't find out if it was aired in prime time at all, honestly. But it was aired on Chia TV, Sun Television, and Tokyo MX. Like regular TV shit.
Yeah, sounds like a typical.
Regular things. All highly censored.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
That's weird because I've actually seen streams of anime from Japan. And I've seen, because like sometimes you'll get an anime that airs instantly and someone will capture it and throw it online before it's even typesetted and has subtitles. And I've seen nudity.
Right.
Streamed off of basic cable. So that's, it must have been like the time, you know what I mean? Could have been the TV TV channel. That's really odd.
However, it was aired on ATX Cable, which is a cable channel, uncensored.
But there you go. That's
but it was a premium channel they get to pay for.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know if it, even if it was in prime time on regular TV, it was highly censored.
Yeah. And I mean, there was a lot of nudity in it, but, you know, a black bar and boom, done. No more nudity.
So, yeah, those were, I just wanted to clean up a lot of loose ends because I was going back through a lot of our reviews and stuff for editing purposes, and I noticed some things that we didn't.
Some unanswered questions. Yeah,
we didn't finish some of these things.
We hit export video and didn't think about that episode again.
Pretty much. Because the next one after that was Rurouni Kenshin, and we were
excited to watch that.
Not only were we excited to watch it, when we actually did the review, we completely locked out Queensblade because you had just finished Samurai X and you wanted to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That was good. All right, guys, so let's spin the wheel for our next episode, Category A.
What are you doing?
I don't know. There we go. I accidentally spun the wheel before the podcast started, so it was just trying to reset itself. Ooh, almost got Angel Links. Oh, God, no. Azu Manga Dio, I believe is how it's pronounced. I'm gonna want to commit suicide after watching this.
Why?
It's just one of those girly, slice of life comedy that is not something a middle-aged man is gonna be able to care, give a shit about. Right? I'm not thinking of the right word. Relate to. I can't relate to that at all. It's just not for me. And it's gonna suck.
Okay. Well, how long is it?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Do you want to find out? Yeah, let's find out live on podcast.
Yeah, let's see how long it is.
Just a moment, guys. Almost there.
That was the last one. What do you know?
Look at that.
Oh,
26 God. Episodes with a
OVA,
English dub. But let's see how long that is. Because sometimes OVAs are movies. Nope, it's 5 minutes. The OVA is super short.
Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. Just looking at the...
Yeah. The 2 seconds that I paused of the animation, you see a little girl riding a puppy from the, or big-ass dog, I should say, from the OVA. Doesn't look like something I want to watch at all.
No, it's going to be bad.
Stay tuned for next episode.
Oh, wait. Last time we got Excel World, so...
I deleted it.
No. I just wanted to mention, last time we got Excel World... It'll be so, I want to, now that we are in the next season, we should be mentioning what we got last time and compare.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Since, so.
Yeah, I guess we can compare next episode when we review it. Excel World was decent. Yeah, I have fond memories of it.
Yeah, I remember it, so.
I remember it, just in general.
I do. I remember us saying that it needed another season.
Yes.
And I still don't think we've heard anything more about it.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, so. All right, well.
All right, yeah, yeah. Guys, next episode, Azumanga Daio, I believe. Is what it was.
Yeah. Now it's pronounced. I guess.
All right, guys. Stay tuned.
Bye.